Okay, today is Daf Chaf. We're on Daf Chaf, second line from the top. This is the last Daf in the Sugya of Rechanina Sagana Kahanim. It's actually not, it's a lot of it is a summary and a review of everything we've learned the past week. Here we go. It says in the Torah, Va'basar Tamei, right? It doesn't say in the Torah, Basar Tamei. I take that back. We said yesterday that if a knife, if a needle that was found in a animal touches the basar, right? The basar becomes tamei. Va'basar Tamei. Hai basar de'is kasher b'mai. How does basar get wet? In order for meat to become tamei, it has to once have gotten wet. How did it get wet?
With its own blood.
Huh? With its own blood. Okay, how did it get wet, right? So before you did that, look at Rashi. Hai basar de'iskasha b'mai. It's like 5-6 lines and the lines get skinny. Rashi's 1 second. Hachanami matzi boyakra. That's why I got confused and I said it's a pasuk. Because Rashi says, you know, there's a pasuk that says, v'abasar asher yiga b'chol tamei, and a basar that got tamei because it touched something tamei. You can ask the same question, says Rashi. B'mai is kasher. Oh, how did it get wet first? Then Rashi says, that's not really a question. Because ikal meimar, basar dekra, the basar in the pasuk, where does meat get tamei? In your kitchen. Right? So pshita, the ikka hekshar tuva. There's 1,000 ways that it could have gotten wet. The basar shall shlomim, because if it's a shlomim, Nechar b'chol ir, you can eat it in the whole city. B'chol adam, any person. V'sham adichin oso, and you rinse it there. U'mavashlin oso, and you wash it. Vikar hekshar tuva. There's a lot of opportunity for the animal to be, for the meat to become wet. Avoha behema zoo. Where does animal fall? Where does animal get tummy? Shenim teis bebasra machad ba'azara. He makom shchita mehechen mekabel abasra hekshar. Where did it get wet from? Right? That's the Rashi's explaining. Dema eno machshim mi Rabbi Chiya Elvi Yochanan. Fine. Okay, good. You hear the question? So just to remind you, we're talking about a case like this. There's meat. You shet an animal in the Beis HaMikdash, and you notice there's a needle there. And you also noticed that needle had touched a dead person. How you know that? I don't know. But you knew that. And the needle touched in the animal you shechted it, so it's dead. And the needle made all the meat in the behema tamei. So the Gemara wants to know, well, we have a rule that that food can't get tumah unless it first got wet. How did this animal get wet? How did this meat get wet? You just shechted it 5 minutes ago. Okay? That's the Gemara's question. So, inamadis kasha b'dam, if you want to say what Marcel said, that it got hechsher from the dam itself in the animal, that can't be. Amar b'chibar abba amar b'yochanan, minayin l'dam kachim she'en l'makshir. How do you know dam kachim does not give hechsher? Not makshir, it's not makshir. How do you know that? Shinemar could it says, lo sochlenu, don't eat blood, shouldn't eat that. Ala aretz tishbechenu, on the ground you should spill it, kimayim like water. Which means dam shenishbach kamayim makshir, blood that would spill on the ground like water, that yes be makshir. V'she'en nishbach kamayim, and if it's not spilled on the ground, like the dam of a carbon, which is not spilled on the ground because it's sprinkled, ain't no makshir. It does not provide hechsher. Correct. Well. 1 second. An animal that is not a carbon. Then every meat should become automatically be able to become tamei because it touched its own blood.
No, because it's only the Beis HaMikdash that they rule that if one part become tamei, everything is tamei. The rest, the chulin, is only the part that touched, not the rest. No, when you check the animal, the whole cow doesn't get covered in blood, just the neck.
Yeah, but the animal itself is connected to each other.
No, but that rule only applies to the Beis HaMikdash.
Who said?
You learned that.
That what? What rule?
That if one part of the animal, the carbon of the minute.
Oh, well, truth, becomes, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in a few minutes.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that in a few minutes, yeah. Now, 1 second. So what we're saying now is if it's not a carbon, all meat should become hechsher just by dying. Right? It should be the case.
Why?
Because the dam in the butcher shop is not getting spit on the mizbeah. Therefore, it should make the rest of the meat hechsher. That should happen. Why that doesn't happen? I don't know. So let's see if we figure this out. Ve'ela, so it can't be the dam, because dam in the Beis HaMikdash doesn't mean. Ve'ela, what? How else could it get wet? The iskasher b'mashki beis mitpachaya. It got touched, it got wet from the liquids of the azara. Right? That's another alternative. The Amar of Yossi b'Chanina, mashki beis, what kind of answer is that? Mashki b'mashki beis mitpachaya. The mashkin of the azara lo dayin shein dacha. Not only is are they kosher, are they hechsher, are they tahar? Elo she'ein machshirin. They don't provide hechsher. So again, back to the question. The ella rather the iskasher bechibas hakodesh. They become hechsher because of the love of the Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? Says Rashi, a few lines down from where we are. Chibas hakodesh. This concept of Chibas HaKodesh, Mikashrisa Lavo Lidei Tumah, provides Hechsher to be able to become Tameh. The Kaimel and Perek Sheni Yishkin Zchulin, Chibas HaKodesh, Mishavu Le'ochel Le'kabu Le'Tumah, is the equivalent of getting wet. Okay? I can't say more than that. It's this concept that something in the Beis HaMikdash provides ability to become Tameh, even though it never got wet. Why? Chibas Kodesh. That's the answer you want to give? That can't be right either. Why? Amar di behind the Chibas Kodesh. When do we ever draw upon this very unusual din to say such a thing? Lafsule gufa liminyan. Lafsule gufa. To make itself tame. Something can become tame, or it can become hechsher to become tame, by an idea of single Chibas Kodesh. Just the Beis HaMikdash itself can provide that. Leminyana barishon v'sheni nami? What, it can make other things tummy as well? That we never heard that. And if that's true, Tif showed the bayir Rish Lakish, b'tzir shamanachas. That should answer the question that Rish Lakish had. Rish Lakish had a question about some piece of flour that was connected to another batch of flour, and he wanted to know if it got tummy. And Rish Lakish's question was monin bo rishon v'sheni olo. Can now it became Tomei because of Chibas Kodesh? Can it become a Rishon Hasheni or not? And Rishakas was scratching his head, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? It's a preferish answer. Obviously, that can't be right. Thank you. So how can Rishakas have a question about that? He just answered it. That can't be right. So back to our question. How on earth did this animal get wet? Right? How on earth did the meat ever get wet? Here's the answer. Tell me what you think of this answer. Amav Yehuda Mashmuel, Gagon Shai Tzapara Shal Zivchei Shlomim. It was a Shlomim carbon. V'he'evira b'nahar. And before the animal was shechted, he took it to the river. Why'd you take it to the river? Because if an animal drinks a lot, it's easier to skin it after it's dead. Okay? So they got it nice and drunk with water. Ve'virinar, v'shachata, and then they shechted it. Ve'adayin mashket tofeach aleha, and it still had liquid inside. Okay?
What do you mean liquid inside?
The water inside. On the way to the basement, you stop off at the park. You go to the fountain. You let the animal drink a lot. An hour later, you bring it to the basement, shecht it, and still water in there. That water made the meat...
How about the blood?
No, the blood we said we don't use, because the blood of a carpet doesn't count. So it's water inside. And Rashi just points out, that's how we mentioned that it was a shlomim. Who cares what kind of carpet it is? Because shelvisha or vabasa labaila. No, because the or go to the baal. So he wants as much or as possible. So what does he do? He takes it to drink first, so it should be easy to skin. It gets more and more hide. What? Right, but if you gave it a lot of drink, there's a better chance.
But I thought that all of the water on the GI tract is considered as outside.
Water where?
Water anywhere in the gastrointestinal thing is considered as outside.
Who said?
Isn't that the same as with the milk in the other?
No, the pin comes out of the stool.
That's what we're talking about. Talking about the pin. You do this to make the R easy, pretty. the basar and the meat also. But my vira ben ahar samach l'shchit the mashkan atzal kadei she nochal ahavshin. It should be easy to the skin. Kedemina b'fizuma de beitza. Fine. That's the answer. That's how it got wet. Okay.
But this getting wet.
Still no, so the moment it died, the moment it died, there was still water in there. That's exactly what we're just saying. The moment, right, live animals can't become tame. So it swallowed a needle, then you took it to drink, then you shechted it, now it's dead, and it got wet from itself. You hear? That's the final answer. Yesterday we said one of the explanations was that it was muzzled till you got to Yerushalayim. Right?
It had a drink.
But I don't know the answer to that one. But if you say the other answer, that you recognize the needle, which is also a little far-fetched, yeah. You recognize the needle, oh, I know that needle touched the mace. So if that's the case, then it didn't matter. You didn't have to muzzle it. Okay? Now, we said yesterday, the day before, Nimtzeis b'peresh, but if you found the needle in the excrement, in the peresh, hakol tahar. It's all tahar now. Right? That's what we said yesterday. So, v'nahadir peresh v'natamei l'basar. So why can't it go back and now to be v'natamei l'basar? The peresh. So, amar v'adir b'ava, peresh ava. It's not liquidy. It's thick. It's not liquidy. A solid can't be v'natamei a solid. Right?
But you just drank from the river.
I understand.
So it's liquid.
Ravashi!
We just killed the whole thing.
No, not the stool. The stool is not liquid.
Why not? The stool is dry.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is it dry?
Dry one daddy or...
Why is it dry? Dragon?
Why is it dry? I don't know. About it. I'm not a veterinarian.
What do you... shefted it, it's texture already.
What?
What's the difference?
What do you mean?
Once you shefted the animal...
Yeah.
You're telling me that the water makes it's a
I can't believe you asked me a question on this.
Huh?
<'Cause> what's I'm with you on this? This is not the animal. It's a stool. What do you want from me? Ravashi Amar, I feel tame. You can listen to Ravashi. I feel tame. Ferish Raka. You can even say it's liquidy. Anyway, Mishum Dahavi Mashkes Ruach. What kind of liquid is this? It's not liquid. It's Mashkes Ruach. It's foul. Therefore, it doesn't help to be Makabel Tuma. To transfer Tuma. No. Yeah. What?
Stools not one of these ones.
No, the Hafman was. Why can't the liquid touch the needle touches the stool? And why can't the stool go back down and be matame the vessel? The answer is because it's not a liquid. It's liquidy, it's still not a liquid. Okay. Next piece of Gemara. Tani Tana Kamedra of Sheshes. We learned the Bryce in front of Sheshes as follows. Listen to this. Sheretz Metame es hamashkin. Sheretz touches water. It makes the water into a rishon. Right? A sheretz is an avatoma. It makes the water into a rishon. Mashkin metame es hakli. The mashkin makes the kli into a sheni. Kli metame es haochlin. The kli makes the food into a shlishi. And ochlin metame es hamashkin. And the shlishi, the food, makes the liquid into a ravi. V'lamadnu, and we hear from here, shalosh tumas b'sheretz. There are three levels of tumah by a sheretz. And the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hani arbahein? There are four of them. Right? There are four of them. The Gemara answers, yes, you're right. Goz mashkin deresha. Take out the first liquid. Take out the first liquid. The sheretz didn't touch a liquid first. First, the sheretz touched the kli. Then solid, then liquids. Three only. Okay?
What's the point of that?
What? You'll see in a minute what the point is.
Isn't that exactly that a liquid go up a level of tumor?
Yeah, therefore.
So if you go, if it's a shlish, you touch a liquid again, that liquid should become a shein, not a revi.
Right. So just look at Rashi. Goes mashkin deresha, cut off the mashkin, the first one. Chatoch mashkin arishonim. Take out the first liquid. The ema, sharet matame zakli. And say as follows: the sheretz was tamei a kli, va'kli es ha'ochel, kli touched ochel, va'ochel es ha'mashke, and then the ochel touched the mashke. V'chein hein sedurin b'mikra. That's actually the order of the Torah. Kli, solid, liquid. V'Rabbi Akiva hu, the darish yitma yitama, and a sheni osa shlishi, and a sheni can make a shlishi. V'hu adin the matzil l'misni nami sheretz kli v'kli mashke ochel. You could have had any other order. Don't have to be this order. Okay, so one order. We got to pick one order. You can't say both. The point of this was to teach you that they held it was a shlishi bechulim. That's the point of it. Your question about liquids going up a notch, I think it's only with the Rabbanon. With the Rabbanon, liquids go up a notch. That's not this. That's not this. This, you have even a shlishi bechulim. Okay? So someone asked Rav Sheshes, Adarabba, just the opposite.
But that's not the Oraisa either, that's Rabbanon also.
Well, no, he's holding a shlishi daraisa. Such a thing as a shlishi midaraisa. Right. We don't hold like that. So Adarabba goes mashkin the Seifa. Why don't you remove the mashkin of the Seifa? Why don't you remove the last liquid? In other words, keep the first liquid. It should be liquid, kli, solid. Take off the last liquid. Look at the same shlishi out of it. What's, why is that better? To remove the last liquid? Why is that better? Right? Not sure why that's better. Does the article say why it's better? Why is that better? What kind of question was that? Take away the last liquid. Why is that better? Anyone say?
Yeah, according to Rabbi Huda.
Because if you take away the last one, then the mashka is matama the kli.
Yeah.
Right? If you take away the first one, then the cherish is matama the kli. But if you leave it like this, the mashka is matama the kli. Well, so he answers back, lo ashkechan tana the amar mashka matama kli. Nobody says that mashka is matama kalim, ela Rabbi Yehuda, except for him and Rahadabe. He took it back also. So therefore, we take away the first mashka. Fisimanach naziyasa. And the simon is the way you make beer. What does that mean? Rashi says, first, you put in a kli. First, you're getting yourself. You can't make beer without a kli. You can't make beer on the floor. You need a kli. Then you put in solid, which is the grain, the barley. Then the hops. Then you put in the liquid, just like the order over here. First a kli, then a solid, then a liquid. Okay, very good. Tanan Hassam, we learned over there. Over where? This is a Mishnah in where?
Kalim,
right? Hasheretz shenimta betanur. Let's say you have a sheretz and a tanur. Hapas shebesocha shniur shnia b'bnei shatanur tchila. So what happened? You have a sheretz in a tanur. The sheretz touched the tanur, made the tanur into a rishon. The tanur now touched the bread, and it made the bread into a sheni. Okay, you got that? So good, easy.
Yeah.
So the Gemara asks, 1 second. Amalei Rav Adi Bar Ava LaRava V'nechzi L'hai Tanur K'man D'malei Tum Adami. Let's pretend that if the sheretz is in the oven, and the whole oven is tummy now, including the sheretz, including the bread. Why is the bread a sheni? The bread should be a rishon, just like the oven's a rishon. Right? Think about that. It's bitocho. So the whole thing becomes tummy. So why doesn't the bread become a rishon? Right? Rashi says, the second to bottom, third to bottom line, Kivon de Kaimel and Aver Klicheretz Metam Min HaSheretz, the airspace of a Klicheretz becomes Tameh from a Sheretz, and we're assuming that Tanner is made out of earthenware. Afal Pi Shlo Naga, even if it doesn't touch. Alma, Kiman de Mole Tumahu, it's like the whole thing is full of Tumah. Vilhad Lo Naga Umatamo, and I don't care that didn't touch, that the Sheretz didn't actually touch the bread, it doesn't make a difference. But the having a pas keilu negiyas sheret. The pas should be considered as if it touched the bread. The pas should be considered as if it touched the sherets. Why not?
Because we're talking about two different times. They remove the sherets and they put the.
No, pass. That's not what happened. I'm not talking about. No. But the having a pas rishona and the pas should be bread back in the Gemara. Amalei, lo sakadaitach. No, don't think that. The Tanya, yachal yahu kol akelim hametamin ma'aver kli cheres. I would think all kelim can become tamei through from the airspace of a kli cheres. Talmud Lomar, Kol Asher Besocho Yitma. It says Kol Asher Besocho Yitma V'samach Lei Mikol HaOchel. What does that mean? Ochel Metamim Me'avak Licheres. The Ein Kol HaKelim Metamim Me'avak Licheres.
This is bread.
What?
This is bread.
Right. No. We're talking about the oven. So the oven doesn't have the ability. Right. Since there's no ability for the oven to become... What's the answer here? What? Right. Ein kol ha-kelim etame ma'aver kli cheres. Now, all kelim don't become tame from the eretz of a kli cheres. It becomes tame. It's true. However, it doesn't have the din of being mole. Therefore, the sheretz cannot become the same, cannot become a rishon. The pas cannot become a rishon. The pas can't become a rishon. Does that make sense? The oven doesn't have the ability to become mole. That it should be completely air-filled airspace.
Isn't that a concept that we know from a long time ago?
What?
Isn't that a concept we know from a long time ago that the sheretz inside the whole panel becomes tummy?
Yes, the tana becomes tummy, no question about it. But does the sheretz, does the pas also become tummy?
Well, it didn't touch the... The reason that is because of a keli. Which keli?
The oven is a keli.
Yeah, but the whole oven becomes tummy.
Correct. No, but it doesn't, but correct, it becomes tummy.
Because it can't.
It doesn't have the ability, based on this pasuk, to throw in the pas along with it. That must be chat. Right. It doesn't have the ability to throw the pas along with it. And at the end of this Rashi, the end of the very long Rashi, he says something fascinating. He says, V'chein Adam, also a human being, Lo matzinu lo tuma b'chol ha-Torah, ela me'ava tuma. A human being can only become tamei from an ava tuma. Is that true? A human being can only become tamei from an ava tuma. Kigon. Al yedei sheretz, unevela, shechvat zera, al yedei zav, azav, umayan azav, anything from that of the zav, umidrasa, or anything that the zav leans on, al yedei nida, or nida, umayan oseha, whatever comes out of a nida, whatever she steps on, Friday Thomas Mace. Fascinating. You could sum up the whole half the second of Caleb in one little Rashi. Amazing.
Is that true?
I don't know. What is that true?
What do you mean? What are you left out?
What?
What are you left out?
What do you mean?
Only food and drink.
Foods.
And Caleb.
Huh?
Food and drink, Caleb? No, it can't. Right. Right.
Who can make a person?
No, the person has become tummy from eating a tummy.
Isn't that what you
said? Isn't what?
Only not can make a rishon.
No,
right.
A rishon can't be the tummy of the mechanical. That's what we're saying. That's what he's saying.
Okay. Now, we're basically done. We're basically done with the sugya. Now, the rest of the daf is going to be contradictions in Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yehoshua, back in the Mishnah, said you're allowed to burn chametz truma tahora with chametz that's truma tameya. No, he said you can only burn it together if it's a suffix, right? Even though you have a suffix, is this truma or not? Is this tameya or not? I have no clue. It's a suffix. And it's chametz, so you got to get rid of it anyway. So you're allowed to burn that with truma vadai, even though you're going to make it vadai tameya, but it's going to get burnt anyway. Who cares? So you're allowed to do that. And everyone had a kash on that. Right? Because in the Mishnah, the only things you were doing was just making something that's already Tomei, more Tomei. But to make something that's not Tomei, Tomei, who said you could do that? So that's the rest of the da. So Rami, Rav Chista, Rami Pischa, Pischa. He had a stira between Pesach and Pesach. Umeshani, and he answered it. Mi Amar B'Yoshua, Shtein Ka'achas? Yoshua said you could burn them together? V'Ramini, Amar Biyosi, Eini Don Doma L'Raya. That's not right. That's not a good comparison. Why? She'idu Rabbeinu, when the Chachamim said you could do Tumah together, Almahi Idu, what they say it on? Imal Abasa Shit Mavlada Tumah. If it was on a Shlishi, Shesarfinos and Basa Shit Avatumah with a Rishon, so the Rishon makes the Shlishi into a Sheni, Zet Tumah with Zet Tumah. V'yamal Shemen Shinif Sal B'Tvul Yom. And if it was a Shlishi Shemen Shemadlikin also B'Ner Shit Rabbe Tamei Meis with a Rishon Kli Zet Pasul V'Zet Tamei. So at least it's going to become, it's going to go up, at least it's Pasul, it's a Shlishi, it's still Tamei. And now it's going up an Atch to a Sheni, that's good. Af Onumo D'Metchuma Shit Rabbe Zvlada Tuma and Tuma, that Tamei as a Shlishi Shesarfin also and Truma Tameya B'Ava Tuma, and you're going to burn that with a Tuma of a truma, that's a rishon, that's all good. How could you burn suffek with vadai? Maybe Eliyahu will come and say it's okay.
It's
exactly how we started. It all comes. I told you, it's all a review.
Yeah, because Eliyahu doesn't come out of Pesach.
What? Right.
Wasn't Rabbi Akiva saying that we asked
this? What? One second, it wasn't Rabbi Akiva, it was Rabbi Yossi. So one second. Rabbi Yossi's talking here. Rabbi Yossi says, how could you do all this? How could you do all this? Right? Now, according to our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua said, you could do this. Right? So, Umeshani, so the answer is very simple. The Mishnah that said that you could do it was Rav Shimon Aliba Rav Yeshua. Was Rav Shimon explaining Rav Yeshua? This price that we just read that you can't do it is Rav Yossi Aliba Rav Shimon. What Rav Shimon? What Rav Yeshua? What's going on here? Detanya. Yudal Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. If the 14th falls out on a Shabbos, Ma'arvin is Hakol L'Lefnei Shabbos. You get rid of everything before Shabbos. V'sarfin Shuma Tomeos Tuluyos Tahoros Divir Rav Meir. Rav Meir says you can burn Tomea Safek Tomei with Tahar. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tahar Bifnei Atma, V'Tuluy Bifnei Atma, V'Tumah Bifnei Atma. You make three piles. Tahar, Tomei, and Safek. Omer Bshimon, no! Omer Bshimon, Lo Nechleku Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua Al Tahor Rabbi Al Tomea She'ein Zarfin. Rabbi Shimon says, nobody holds you can burn them together. Nobody holds it. Aman Al Tuluy Al Tahora, that's the Zarfin. And if it's Tahora with Taloi, for sure okay. Aman Echlaku al Tluyev al Tameya. Safek with Tamei. Can you burn that together? Rabbi Loza Omar Tisrov, Zuba Atma, Zuba Atma, separately. Rabbi Yeshua Omar Shtenka Achas, both together. What do you see? That Rabbi Shimon held, that Rabbi Yeshua held, you can burn Truma, Safek, and Tameya together. Okay? They're like our Mishnah. Now Rabbi Yossi didn't learn Rabbi Yeshua that way. One second. V'hamasnis and Rabbi Yossi. But in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi is the one who says, that's not right. How can you say the Mishnah is not Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon interpreting Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yossi is in the... So how can you come out Rabbi Yossi? Here's what's going on in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi is talking to Rabbi Meir. I feel Rabbi Shimon. Right? Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Meir, you know, I feel Rabbi Shimon, Aliba de Rabbi Yeshua. Even Rabbi Shimon, my colleague, who argues on me and holds that Rabbi Yeshua allows it, the Mekel, he's more Mekel, key Mekel, when is he Mekel? Betuluya, Temeya. Only by Suffolk. Avol Betuahira, Betuma lo, but Betuahira and Tuma, he's not Mekel. So they'll be resolved the Stira. That's one Stira in Pesach. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Rami Truma, Ampischa, Umashani. He brought a Stira between Truma and Pesach and he answered it. What's the Stira? Mi Am Rabbi Yeshua, Shtenka Achas? We actually had this Gemara already. Did Yeshua say you could burn them together? That what? You could take Safek and burn it together with Vaday? Did he say that? You could do that? For a minute, 1 second. We had this already. Chavis shel Truma, if there's a barrel of Truma, Shinol bo Safek Tuma, and then now it somehow became a Safek, right? What's the story? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Hoy Shemunachas Makam HaTurfa, if it was put in a public place, Yinichan Makam HaMutzna, put it in a private place. Why? Don't let it become Vaday Tamei. Don't ignore it. It's still Safek. Im Hoy Shemagul, if it was open, Yichasena, close it up. So it doesn't become more Tamei. Rabbi Shua Omer, no. Im Hoy Shemunachas Makam HaMutzna, Yinichan Makam HaTurfa. If it was in a private place, who cares now? Let it get Tamei now. It's a Safek anyway. What do you see? He allows suffering to get worse. Imaiso mukhusa, you got a letter. And if it was covered, uncover it. Who cares now? Now, we answered, 1 second. Grama in, no, grama in via dayim lo. So Rabbi Shu only allowed a grama. He allowed you to leave it in the street to let some Amarits touch it. He didn't allow you to go ahead and burn it together. Right? Umashani, and we answer. So we have a stira. When does Rabbi Yeshua allow it to become Tamei? A grama he allows. But to go be a dayan, to go burn it, he didn't allow that. So we have a stira here a little bit. Umashani, we answer, ha, right? That which we said that it's mutter be a dayim, That's Reb Shimon Libadu Rishua. That's Reb Shimon again. Ha! This story over here with the barrel, where he said only a grama, is Reb Yossi Libadu Rishua. That's Reb Yossi. Explaining Reb Yeshua. Okay? Second stira is resolved. Third stira. Rabbi Elazar Rami Truma Atruma Umashani. He brought a stira regarding Truma, and he explained it. Mi Amar Reb Yeshua Grama in Biyadayim Lo? Does Reb Yeshua really hold that? That a grama he allowed? He allowed Truma to become Tommy by a grama, a Safed Truma, but Vada he didn't allow? Vermini, 1 second. Chavis Shel Truma Shenishbara Begadal Yona. Okay, remember this case? You have a barrel of truma wine on the upper threshing, what is it? What?
Yeah.
Second row of what? Of the wine press. Yeah. Sorry, wine press. V'tachtel chulin tamein, and down below is chulin tamei vaday. What's going to happen now? The wine's going to drip into the chulin. It's going to become bottle. It's going to become tamei. Why? Because it's a mixture. Moder blazer Yeshua. They both agree. Shem yachol hatzel mena revius tahora yatzel. If you could save some of the tar wine, go save it. Go get kalim. Go save it. Whatever you can do. V'yimlav, and if not, what are the alternative? The only kalim I have is a tamei kalim. So I'll make it. I'll save the wine. It'll go from the barrel that it's in into a tamei kalim. It's going to become tamei now. But at least I'll save the chulin, because the chulin that's tamei, a regular Yisrael could drink that. Right? A regular Yisrael could drink that. It's not Tahira, but you could drink that. If the Truma falls in, nobody could drink it. So I'll do that. Right? I'll save that. Right? Make sense? So Rabbi Lezer not going to do that. Rabbi Lezer, Omer, no. Tear it into Tame. Let it become Tame. Valdi tabde ene biyad. You can't make it Tame biyad. You can't make wine, Tahar Truma wine into Tuma Truma wine? You can't do that. You have wine. Truma wine. That's Tahar. You're going to get a Kli that's Tamei. Right. The wine will fall into it and become Tamei. Right. Right. Why would you do that? Because you want to save the Chulim. You're not allowed to do that. No, it's not. It's still Tahar. It's falling in. And it's going to be... Tahar wine is falling into Chulim. Chulim. What's going to happen? Nobody can drink that now. Right. At least the chulin wine now, Yisrael can drink. Right. Yeshua Omer, no, he's mad at Biyad. Go get those kalim. Let the wine become Tomei, but at least he saved the chulin. So what do you see? Even Biyadayim he allowed it. What do we answer? Because our big loss will be Makel. That's what we answered a few days ago, right?
Like Shabbat number 9 days.
Umishani, and we answered Shani Hashem Dika Hefsir Chulin. That's a big loss. That's why it's different. Maskevlo Rava Masnitsanami is Ika Hefsir Eitim. 1 second, but in the Mishnah also, by burning it together, you're saving on the firewood. Right? So we answered, but how kind of saving is that? Umale Abaya, Lehefsir Muva Chashashu, Lehefsir Muva Lo Chashashu. Hefsid Mood, yeah. Hefsid Tiny, we're not so impressed with that. We're not so makel. Right? No, we didn't. We didn't distinguish. I think we left it like that. But not Timur, how do you know? Hefsid Muruba Chashashu or Hefsid Mood Lo Chashashu? How do you know there's a distinction like that? Now, where do you draw the line? What becomes, I don't know. Ditanya, Chavit Shel Shemen Truma, you have a barrel of Truma wine. Shinishbra Begad Al Yona. Ubatachtona chulin tamein, moder Rabbi Elazar Yeshua, shemiyachol hatzel men revius b'tarve yatzel. If you could save the wine, save it. V'im lav teir v'tamei bal tam biyad. I'm sorry, that's shemen oil. That's shemen. Shemen. Everybody, even Rabbi Yeshua agrees now. You have to let the shemen fall in, and the shemen will become a mixture. Shemen truma with the truma in the bottom. It'll become a mixture, and the whole thing now nobody could drink it. Takam Rabbi Yeshua is okay with that. So, Maishna Shemen, why is Shemen different? Where he doesn't let you save it? The difference is because the Roy Lahadlik. Because you can use it for firewood. That you're allowed to do. You're allowed to use Tame Truma, or Safek Truma, Safek Tame, not to drink it. Because you get Hanah out of it. So you can use it for firewood. So therefore, we don't let you make it Tame, because the Hefs is not that big. You can still use it. So yayin nami royal ziluf. Yayin also you could sprinkle and make the house smell nice. So why that's not such a big, that's also therefore wine is also not such a big loss. So let it happen. You tell him what kind of benefit is that? It's a big benefit. If you want to buy wine to drink, you pay a seller. But if you want to use it for zilov, milug shtayin, you pay twice, you pay double. In other words, zilov is very special. So it's not such a loss. The answer is b'chadash. It was new wine, and new wine you can't use for sprinkling. So v'haroya liyashno, but you can let it get old. Let it get old. So is asi is bay le takala. It'll come to a takala. What's takala? You're gonna drink it. You're gonna use it. You're gonna drink it. So shemen nami asu bay le takala. Shemen also will come to a takala. Now the damile beklimos. You put it in a foul smelling kli. So you're not gonna drink it, right? So yai nami rami le beklimos. So put the wine in a bad kli. So what do you mean? Put the wine in a bad kli? Lemazali kabai. You're using it to make the house smell good. Clean mods, remember that you can put in a foul smelling clean? That doesn't make any sense. By the way, v'takala atzmatanoihi. This issue of takala itself is a machlokas. Titania, chavet shayayin shal truma shenitmeis. If a truma barrel of wine got tamei, v'shami omrim tishbach hevel. Spill the whole thing out. V'til omrim, no, tasa zilof. You don't have to spill it out. Make a zilof out of it. Why is Mithil said make a zilof out of it? He's not afraid you're going to drink it. He's not afraid of takala. I'll make a hachra. What's the hachra? Basade tishbo chevel. In the field, you have to spill it out. Why? Because while you're going to bring it back to the house, you might drink it. But babayis tasazila. In the house, you can make it sprinkling. Why? Someone touched it. Oh my goodness. All right, sprinkle now, and that's all. You're welcome to drink it. Others say, b'chadash tif tishbo. If it's new wine, spill it out. B'chevel tasi. I'm sorry. B'chadash tishbuch chevel. If it's new wine, you can't make it zilov, spill it out right away. B'yashan tasa zilov. If it's old wine, you can make zilov out of it. Amrulo, they told him, ein achra as tishim achra. What you said is not a achra. Achra is, you have a shita, you have another shita, and you have a middle opinion. So he said, in the field, I'll hold like Beis Shammai. And in the house, I'm going to hold like Beis Hillel. That's not a achra. Because Beis Shammai didn't make a distinction between the house and the field, and Beis Hillel didn't make a distinction between the house and the field. So your pshara is not a pshara. It's not a third shita. Beis Shammai said it always has to be spilled, and Beis Hillel said it never has to be spilled. What are you doing? What do you see? It's a machlokes, whether or not we're choshesh for takala. He's not choshesh in a house. Right? Okay. Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Machlokes shinafla lepachos mimeyasa chulun tameyim. The whole machlokes is where less than 100 times fell in. In other words, there's less than 100 more chulun than truma. That's the sheer for bittul of truma in chulun is one in 100. So when the upper barrel fell into the lower barrel, it was 70 times as much. It's not 100 times as much. Gizun. Aval nafla lemeya chulun tameyim. But if one drop of wine fell in, it's 1,000 times as much. It's bottle anyway. Divri hakol teared with the town of time biyad. Then everybody would agree. Let it fall in. Even though you're not allowed to make bittul milachachila, you can't do that. You can't say, "Oh my goodness, look what happened. Somebody brought non-kosher hot dogs to the barbecue. They're on the grill. All right, bring 1,000 more hot dogs, and we'll mevatel it." You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Right? You can't do that. But here, the whole thing is such a chumrah and. So they allowed it. If it's going to become bottle, I let it fall in. But bottle anyway. Tanyanami Haki, Chavit Shinishbro Begai Al Yona. If the upper barrel broke, Vitachteha Meya Chulin, Temeyin, the 100 times as much, Gesundheit, Mod Rebbe Eliezer Rishua, Rebbe Eliezer agrees to Rebbe Yeshua, Shem Yachal Lahatsu Men Revius, Pitahira Yatzil, Vim Lav, Teirin Vitatame, let it go down, Valtame Biyad. Right? Okay? Now, hi, Modi Rabbi Eliezer Yeshua. That's what it says. It says Rabbi Eliezer agreed to Rabbi Yeshua. Modi Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer mi boyle. It should have said that Rabbi Yeshua agrees to Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Why should it have said that? Why should it have said that? Because Rabbi Yeshua allowed He allowed you to get Tomei barrels to save the Truma wine, to save the Chulin underneath. Now he's saying, I agree with you that here you don't have to do that. That's how it should have said it. Rabbi Yeshua's one was agreeing. You don't have to bother now trying to save the Truma. Let it fall in. I'm sorry, save the Chulin. Let it fall in. So Rabbi Yeshua's one was agreeing to Rabbi Eliezer. So Amar Rava, you're right. Apoch, switch it around. Right. Rabbi Yeshua agreed, I'll let it fall in. It'll get saved. It'll get saved. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Amar La'ol Mot Apoch. Really? You don't have to switch it around. Hachi B'may Eskinan. You know what's going on over here? B'kli Shetocho Tahor. The back of it is Tahor. The Gabo Tamei. And the inside of it is Tamei. Ma'a D'tema. I might have said, Nigzar. Let's make a Gzera. Dilma Naga Gabe B'truma. Maybe somehow, I don't know, somehow the Truma is going to become Tamei from the touching this Kli. Kamash Malan, we're not afraid of that, and therefore we allow this Kula, we allow you to let it just drip in. By the way, it's not like you're doing it lechachila, you're just letting it happen. That's why it's different than the case of the hot dogs, where you actively go to the fridge and get more. You're not doing that, you're just letting it drip. It happens to me, it'll turn out to be bottle. So we allow that, and we end up allowing that. All right?
We also allow even Bayad because it's in Hefsa Meruba.
Correct.
So we actually do allow you to take atomic Kli and go and...
Only Rabbi Yeshua allowed that. But here they both allow it. Right? All right?
Then maybe you are allowed to take 1,000 hot dogs and put in the...
No, you're not allowed to do that. Hajin Allah, Arla B'Atsar, Hajin Allah, Arla B'Atsar, Hajin Allah, Arla B'Atsar. Very Hashem, tomorrow we begin the new parak.